Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters. Co-host Tom is taking a little personal time, so we wish all of his folks best wishes and speedy recoveries, but we will forge ahead. But we are both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible, including the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, was over there earlier today and had some great groceries. Of course, the weather is just perfect to be out there at Ed's, and you got to get there. They've got this great misting system out on the enclosed patios and porches. Keeps it perfectly cool while you're enjoying your food. Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline. And of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Also, if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are available on most of the major podcast sites. Just search Scuttlebutt or SBN. Also, if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, you can do so at CastBox.com. Again, search Scuttlebutt or SBN, and if you subscribe, you'll get notifications when new shows or tirades are uploaded. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. We dump a lot of good information on there, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And got a packed show for you today. Got a lot of information to cover. So if we can't get to everything or you'd like additional information on any of the topics that we discuss, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SBN, we'll speak with Mr. Joe Connick from Baker High School about a very important dedication that they're doing at the high school to remember their fallen. Also, we'll talk with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He's going to give us the latest on the upcoming Blue Star Salute Foundation event at the battleship. And, of course, Memorial Day is right around the corner, and he will be able to let us know the latest on the events coming up for that. It will also give you an update on the progress of the bill to grant Vietnam-era Blue Water Navy veterans benefits for their services. Moving along, not everyone is happy with the progress, but we'll give you the latest. And the Freedom From Religion nut jobs are back at it in attacking a POW MIA table. We will give you the ridiculous details. And, of course, Tom's tirade coming up later on remembering mothers, you know, with Mother's Day coming this past weekend. But first, you know, listeners to SBN will know that our sea lawyer and legal eagle, Colin Kimmerly, says when in doubt, file early and often for disability benefits from the VA. And this next story highlights that, as well as the need to pursue your claims. And a good story for off Stars and Stripes, but the VA is, the Department of Veterans Affairs has notified a disabled Army veteran in New Jersey that it will pay nearly $40,000 owed to him in overdue benefits. Ronald Chaplinski, he's 71. He was drafted into the Army in July of 1968. But he was hospitalized for a month near the end of basic training at Fort Bragg. He was subsequently honorably discharged as a result of the medical conditions that had developed. And he'd already filed. It sounds like he had a 10% rating. But the regional office that it was handling his case has been instructed by an appeals board to increase his disability rating for a condition called gastroesophageal reflux. It was eased from 10% to 30% beginning June 1, and that will be an increase of roughly $343 in a monthly increase in his benefits. And part of this is that not only are they increasing his current benefits, but in addition to the decision to increase his benefits, the Board of Veterans Appeals also directed the Philadelphia VA Regional Office to investigate whether the veteran should receive retroactive compensation for the period between 1972 to 2010. You know, obviously that would be a significant period if he had filed for this and was receiving disability after he was discharged and honorably discharged, and suddenly they're increasing that amount. Well, then you know, the question is, are they going to go back and give him all of that compensation? The regional office, and this is one of those stories where you think, okay, well, here we go again with the VA. They're gonna play around until the veteran dies, and so they don't have to compensate anyone. But the regional office, the Philadelphia VA regional office, had maintained that their investigation had to be completed before the board's other orders were instituted. But that apparently contradicts what's in the VA's own benefits manual, which basically says that a regional office should implement an appeals board grant of benefits before basically looking into if they're going to then rescind that. But, you know, it's kind of an interesting back and forth. Apparently, there was more to the story. The veteran, Mr. Chaplinski, he was facing a sheriff's sale due to unpaid real estate taxes on commercial property that has been in his family for generations in Philadelphia. And because of this payment, it looks like he is going to be able to maintain his ownership of that property. And, of course, there's some other aspects to it. But one of the interesting aspects, and we find this, it happens time and again, but apparently there was a story in Stars and Stripes about about Chaplinski's possible losing his property, including there was some personal property that there was backed mortgage, there were some mortgage payments that were late. So, you know, once again, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And so Stars and Stripes posted the story. Apparently, it made its way through to someone and there at the regional office and the Board of Veterans Appeals. And apparently, someone decided they were going to make sure that this veteran received the compensation that he deserved. So, again, like Colin always says, file early, file often, and stay with it. And that's why we always keep Colin on and his group there with Gardberg and Kimmerly. They are the VA disability experts. So if you have a question, they're the folks to contact. As always, you can visit the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Mr. Lou Lartigue with the South Alabama Veterans Council when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Check your trim set, check your nose roof bearing on maneuver. Dive and there I go, a low transition, right turn out. 86, dive and out there on 16, let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. And you can always catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN by veteran and patriot Mr. Lou Lartigue with the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, thank you for your service and welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, thanks, Cal, for having me on. I tell you what, after that PSA that Charlie did, I don't know why I'm on.
Well, you can give all of the background and all the historical information we got.
Thanks, Charlie. I tell you what, I appreciate all y'all do for the veterans, and I know we have a bunch of guys and gals out there listening, and I want to encourage them to come out on Saturday. The run's going to be great. I tell you, if you've never done that run, and I've done it once, but if you've never done that run, when you come out of the battleship and hit the causeway at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the weather's great, and you look out over the bay and make that run, it's really a lot of fun. So, and, you know, you can still register for the run up until noon tomorrow, or, you know, and you can do that at Macquarie Outdoors or Run and Try or Fleet Feet here in Mobile or Run Wild in Fairhope up until noon tomorrow. And then, of course, you can also come in that morning and you can go pick up your packets on Friday starting at noon up until 5:30 in the afternoon to pick them up, or in the next morning at 5:45, and when we get ready for the run. But we're going to kick it off on Saturday morning with a tribute to the fallen heroes that we've had since 2001, and we've had over 220 in the state of Alabama, and we're going to have a picture board up there with all of these soldiers' pictures, and the runners are going to have on their bib the name of a chosen one up there, and they can go identify, you know, who they're running for. And so that's going to be really great.
And, now, Lou, are they assigned one of the fallen, or can they? They pick. How does that work?
Well, they're going to be they're going to be assigned one, and the name will be written on the bib that they wear on their shirt, and then they can go up and look on the wall and identify by picture one of the fallen, and that they're going to be running for. So it's quite a tribute, and we're going to have a brief ceremony at 6:30 right before the run kicks off at 7 to honor those. And then I tell you what, we got a National Guard helicopter coming in, a Black Hawk coming in at 8 o'clock, and right before the run awards take place. And then we have the Silver Wings guys from Fort Benning, Georgia. They're the counterparts to the Golden Knights, and they're going to do a high altitude, low opening jump right over the battleship, and all five of them, and they're going to come down and land right there and deliver the flag, which will be presented by the Buffalo Soldiers on horseback. So it's going to be really great. And I think the public will really enjoy seeing that. And then afterwards, you know, we got over 50 veteran service organization and VSOs and vendors there. And so people can go around and see those. We got some units, some National Guard and Reserve units from out at Fort Whiting that will be there. We have a satellite terminal coming in that will be showing the different things that they have, some palletized loading systems and a different thing that our military guys and gals are doing. So it's Armed Forces Day, not only Blue Star, but Armed Forces Day. So we got a lot going on.
Well, and you, I think you're also going to have one of the Alabama National Guard bands are going to be out there.
Yeah, the 151st National Guard band's going to be there, and Rob Hamilton's going to be there. He's a singer, and he will be entertaining during the intermissions and everything. And so there's a lot going to be going on, and we're going to have food there by the battleship. Galley is going to have a food truck there, and we're going to have some different food vendors there, and a lot of things going on. So it's going to be a great day and a great and I understand the weather's going to be good throughout the morning up until the late afternoon, so we'll be safe. So I encourage the veterans and the public to come out and take a look at what we have going on.
Well, and if folks don't want to get out there at 6:30, 7 o'clock for the race, the concert with the band will start at 9, and the Blue Star Salute celebration officially begins at 10.
Exactly.
So they don't have to be there.
We have Admiral Davis, who is the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, is going to be our guest speaker, and we'll do a brief ceremony there, Bradley Byrne is going to introduce him, and we're just going to have a great day and a great time for everybody.
Well, it's a great venue. If folks are wondering, how there's no cost to attend the event. However, there is a $4 service fee to enter the park, but that gets you access not only to everything that's going on with the Blue Star Salute, but all of the other items that they have out there on the ground. So there will be plenty to enjoy. That's this weekend. I know the following weekend now is Memorial Day weekend, and I know you're coming back next week, and you'll give us a very detailed list of the events, but generally speaking, where can folks go if they want to participate?
Yeah, I need to plan on 8:30 down at Virginia Street, the National Cemetery down at Virginia Street. We have Pete Ream is getting all that set up, and we have a very wonderful ceremony down there with the, you know, all of the VSOs, American Legion Post 250 out of Fowl River. We have the Mumford Park Marines, and just all of the VSOs involved in that. And we have Cy Lichtenfield as our guest speaker, and that'll take place at 8:30 that morning. And then just enough time when that's over to get in the car and drive over to Spanish Fort, Alabama Veterans Cemetery. It's Spanish Fort, to take advantage of that celebration over there, which is a wonderful place. I tell you, if the public and the veterans have not seen that, area, they need to go over there and look at that. And what a great time to do that on Memorial Day.
Outstanding. Well, Lou, we appreciate you being here with us. Thank you for all that you and the South Alabama Veterans Council do for our area. And, of course, remember, it's the Blue Star Salute this weekend. Next weekend, we'll have the Memorial Day events, and we'll have Lou back next week to give us a more detailed list of those, because there doesn't matter where you are in this area, there's going to be something in your area to be able to remember those fallen veterans on Memorial Day. So, Lou, thank you so much.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for all you do.
Outstanding.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Joe Connick from Baker High School, when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, my co-host. Tom is out taking care of a little bit of personal business, so we wish all of his folks the very best. But we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our numbers 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. And hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we do want to thank the folks that helped make the show possible, including the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. And in fact, for all of you, the Scuttlebutt listeners out there, next week, the 22nd, we will be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship at 1 p.m. We'll broadcast live from 1 to 2 from the fantail of the battleship. We'll be following Sean Sullivan and an hour of his midday mobile show. We look forward to being out there, and hopefully we'll have some of this beautiful weather while we're out on the fantail. But we want to thank the battleship for having us. Also, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimmerly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline. And it is a privilege to be joined on the Scuttlebutt by Mr. Joe Connick. He's the assistant principal at Baker High School. Joe, welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. You have got you've got something really remarkable going on out at Baker, and the ceremony is going to be next Wednesday, the 22nd of May, at 9 in the morning. But this is a project. Well, first of all, I guess tell us what the project is.
Well, basically, the project is an attempt to honor all the current veterans and the ones who have served this great nation that have graduated from Baker High School. And it was basically inspired during my time at Murphy High School as an assistant principal, and I was walking through the main hall. I noticed this plaque that had World War II students or that served in World War II that were killed in action. And it really just punched me in the heart. And then last year, before Mr. Clem Richardson retired, I pitched the idea at him, and he was all for it. And we were going to build a wall around our existing flagpole, but didn't know really where to go with that. And then I found out about Mr. Lou Lartigue and had a chance to go down to Saucy Q and throw the idea or try to get some help with which direction to go with it. And one thing led to the next. Mr. Richardson retires. Our new principal, Mr. J.J. Peru, came in, and I threw the idea at him to say that we'd like to do this, and he came out with a great idea, which was to use a pre-existing wall already in the building and it saved on costs there immediately. So if he doesn't come up with this idea, I don't know if this thing goes on to play out the way it is. So the next guy I talked to, who needs to have all the credit in the world, he's probably working at CLC right now, is a guy named Mr. John Todd, who's in charge of their career tech program, and he does a lot of their woodworking, and he does some outstanding work with plaques and different ornamental things used out of this composite material. And I threw the idea at him to see if he'd be interested, and he jumped on it right away. So and now he's under the pressure of trying to get these plaques done by the 22nd. So he's there with one of our former students, a guy named Logan Black. They're there burning the midnight oil trying to get them done for the 22nd and the veterans. So it starts rolling like that. We designed the plaques. They were only a cost of $10. The sheet of this composite material is like, it's $1,000 per sheet, which produces 100 plaques. And so the school, again, thanks to Mr. Peru, we fronted $2,000 to go ahead and start, because we put the Facebook page out there, and we end up getting around 250 names. And we know this is just the tip of the iceberg, but there's been so many people that have had their hand in this to make it all happen. Like we have a registrar, and her son just went through boot camp, and he's in the Air Force Reserve right now, and she's just beat the bushes to try to find alumni to be a part of it and get their names on the wall. We have a parenting coordinator by the name of Ms. Claire Minto, who designed the wall and has already put the lettering up across the top of the wall. And her work on the computer has just really given us something for the other people to see as far as visuals go. A guy named Richard Broadhead from the school system volunteered to come out and paint the wall for us. And then, you know, we had to reach out to our recruiters that are on our campus trying to recruit our seniors daily. And it's amazing that one of our former alumni, he's come back as a recruiter, a guy named Marshall Johnson, and he has kind of helped us, you know, get the right things in action and right thing in place, and that led to a guy named Captain Davis. And Captain Davis and the Army have already come up with $400 and a insignia for us to put on the wall. And then that challenged Air Force, and they came up with the plaque and $500. And so we see it as like a win-win for, number one, that helps out the recruiters with, you know, having something to give back to the students once they go through boot camp, to have their, you know, they'll take care of their plaques, put it on the wall, which will be permanently affixed for as long as the school exists. And, you know, it's just been, like I said, it's just amazing how this dream's come true. And like I said, it's been kind of a year in play since I first talked to the people at the Southern Veterans Association.
Well,
so it's just been a miracle, a divine intervention, and I'm just so... It's just going to be such a great thing to see it come to play out on the 22nd when we unveil it. And if for anybody that's out there that went through Baker, you know, and the school's been around, and I'm still trying to figure out the date, either back in 1903 or 1927, you know, a lot of conflicts have happened in between that time, you know, until now. And so this is just a little way. It's a win-win for Mobile County Public Schools and Baker High School that we'd be able to honor the veterans.
Well, and so let me ask you, it sounds like you have a lot of support from the veterans community and obviously from the military recruiters. Is the event open to the public, or how is that going to work?
Well, we were trying to, you know, I hate to say it, and we want to make sure that it's done first class. Captain Davis is... Taking hold of like a script and really making it formal through military standards.
Mm-hmm.
Our seating is going to be limited to 120 seats. Basically, we're going to have the outdoor seating and right in front of the wall, the dedicated wall. So, you know, it's we try to keep it kind of an intimate setting, but, you know, the more the merrier, I guess. But we're limited to about 120 seats. But after we have this initial opening ceremony, of course it'll be open for other veterans to come in. This will be the first phase. I think we're trying to produce these 250 plaques so that we can get those up on the wall. I'm sure we're going to make a few mistakes and we're going to miss a few people, but the intent is pure as far as trying to get everybody honored and recognized.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, in terms of the military ceremony, is that going to be the JROTC there at Baker that's going to be conducting that?
Well, like I said, Captain Davis has done a great job. He's organized a lot with the Army to come out and help us. And the ROTC, of course, is going to be involved as well through Sergeant Watts and all the things he does that, you know, making our ROTC program, not to brag, but we're one of the top programs in the state. And also, this is a chance for us to honor one of our freshman students that was tragically killed, Ja'Cory Smith. He'll have a piece of this wall as well, in a way to keep his memory alive and the tragedy that happened to him this year. And then, of course, we're going to take care of Ms. Nobles as well with the Navy, who just recently passed away during basic training.
Yes.
So it's a chance, like I said, for us to always remember our students and, you know, give to the veterans. And like I said, I also like to challenge our other high schools that are out there to follow suit, you know, because we've been part of this community, and this is the formation building time of these young men and women's lives, and it's just a way for them to always be remembered.
Well, and you know, you kind of threw it out there. Murphy did it first, so I'll go ahead and just say that since I'm an alum from there. But anyway, Joe, it sounds like a fantastic program, and I know it sounds like it's something that is going to continue well into the future, but the event is next Wednesday, May 22nd at 9 o'clock. So if you are, if you graduated from Baker and you've served, you're a veteran, certainly come out and support what they're doing there at the campus. It sounds like a fantastic program, Joe.
I will. Like I said, I appreciate this. Appreciate you having me, giving me a chance to talk. And we're just trying to reach out and get the information out to all the many people that live out in West Mobile, and you know, letting this be the one of our crowning jewels at the school, that and something that we show off. And like I said, there's so many people that have their hands in it. And, Can't take them enough.
Yeah, well, it's a great program, and we'll certainly want to hear more from you as you continue forward with it, and we'll throw it out on our Facebook page so that all the folks can see it there. But again, thank you for everything that you're doing out there, and congratulations on a fantastic project.
Thanks again.
Outstanding.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe Connick, the assistant principal at Baker High School, and they've got a fantastic program there where they're going to dedicate the wall to their fallen students who have gone on to serve. So, fantastic thing that they're doing there. Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on remembering mothers. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Of the Green Beret.
Necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Last weekend, we celebrated Mother's Day, another one of those holidays brought to you by Hallmark, and which was probably only created as a reaction to the establishment of Groundhog Day, an equally nonsensical holiday which only serves to put money in the pockets of the greeting card industry and the flower companies, which are incessantly hawked on Main Street talk radio. Not that I don't honor and cherish my mom and dad, and I certainly miss them both. I just don't see how it fits into a national holiday, especially in today's world where many don't know who their dad is, where they are, or wonder which one of their two dads gets the card on Mother's Day. Regardless, Mother's Day makes me remember my mama and also reminds me that I can still miss her, even at my ripe old age. Wait, what? What are we talking about? Anyway, as a veteran, it also reminds me of all the mothers and fathers that are not home to celebrate today with their families, the ones that are still guarding the walls of freedom in dangerous lands throughout this world. I am especially mindful of the families of our recently fallen heroes around the globe, and how painful it must be for those families back home celebrating a holiday absent the guest of honor. One can only imagine the pain that they must be going through, and no words can express my appreciation for their sacrifice. God bless them. They are only the latest in a string of thousands of families whose mothers and fathers went off to defend freedom and never came home. And yet, there was a first to fall at the hands of this fanatical Islamic terrorist enemy. His name may be known to many of you, as he is a native son of Alabama, Johnny Michael Spann, who was killed on November 25th, 2001, during a prisoner uprising at a northern Afghanistan compound where he was interrogating Taliban fighters. The 32-year-old Marine veteran turned CIA operative was the first casualty in the war on terror, not counting those innocents sacrificed on the planes and the Twin Towers and the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. Spann was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, where he was lauded by then CIA Director George Tenet for trying to build a better, safer world. Allison Spann was just 9 years old when she learned that her father had become the first American killed in the war in Afghanistan. In the years to come, she celebrated Father's Day with only the memory of the man. She did, however, come to terms with the fact that her country, and the one for which her father died, had freed the Taliban leader who likely played a role in his death. Even worse, nothing prepared her for the news that he had been released from Guantanamo Bay as one of the Taliban Fab Five for the traitorous, treasonous turncoat Bo Bergdahl. Allison said, quote, "My initial reaction was shock. I was shocked that our president would release five of the most high-risk prisoners being held in Guantanamo in exchange for one American. As a whole, my family was extremely upset and saddened that our government would do something like this, especially in light of the fact that it seems that people in the intelligence community are fairly united in their belief that these terrorists are likely to seek to further harm Americans in the future." She's got a pretty good head on her shoulders for someone who just graduated from college. She added, "It does become harder and harder to have faith in an administration that is plagued with scandal after scandal. I do not believe that it was the right move by the administration." By the way, that would be the Obama administration. Mike Spann died at the Khwala-e-Jangi compound near Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan, where he was interrogating detainees captured during the early weeks of the war. Faisal, according to the Guantanamo case file, had been deputy defense minister and commander of all Taliban troops in the northern Afghanistan region at the time of the September 11th attacks. Before that, he was accused by Human Rights Organization of personally supervising the murders of thousands of Shiite and Tajiki Sunni Muslims. Faisal was the commander of the Taliban in the north at the time of the uprising, and the prisoners took orders from him. Although he was not detained at the facility until days after the uprising, he is believed to have been in direct contact with the prisoners, inciting the riots which led to Spann's death. Sounds like someone you would rather have safely locked up than running the streets, if you ask me. But don't. Listen to the common sense words of Allison Spann. Quote, "You cannot release someone of such a high caliber within the Taliban community and expect him to suddenly emerge as a peaceful being. I would think now more than ever, after being detained in Gitmo, that he would seek revenge on America. These prisoners had one goal when they went to Gitmo, and I feel certain that they left Gitmo with the same goal, and that is to do harm and spread evil in this world. The implications from this act will reach further than our soil, and I'm afraid that these prisoners have no plans of standing down from their original fight." At the time, Secretary of State John Kerry called concerns that Faisal and the other four free Taliban leaders would return to the battlefield baloney. Allison Spann considered it only a matter of time. "Amen, sister. Your daddy did you good, and I hope that you will never let his spirit die. I know that I won't, nor his, nor any of the other fathers who will never return home to the loving arms of their families. They have passed on to something greater while we are left here to mourn, but never to forget. And so I encourage everyone to come out to the Blue Star Salute at the battleship this weekend, where Alabama can remember its fallen. They sacrificed everything. We can sacrifice a Saturday." For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. By the way, Ms. Spann is now an anchor for the television station WLOX in Biloxi. Hopefully she will stick to her guns and fight to report the truth. We need more of her kind. Hoorah!
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. And a good tirade there from Tom, even though he is out of the studio this evening. But real quick, the House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives, has unanimously passed a bill that would extend VA benefits to sailors assigned to the U.S. Navy ships during the Vietnam War, the Blue Water Navy veterans. The bill has the support of most major veterans organizations, but there is still some controversy about exactly where they designate that Blue Water Navy to be. So we'll go to the Senate. There's another bill that's been sponsored there, so we'll have to see how they reconcile the two. But anyway, that is going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.